So it's a great privilege to be back here tonight, and we're thinking tonight about Mother's Day. And I realise as we think about Mother's Day, well, it can be a day of perhaps mothers getting things done for them. It can be a very exciting day for mothers, and then other times it can be a difficult day for many, and so a challenging day perhaps for some. And so we want to just pray just now, and then boys and girls, we're going to do the prayer drill, so I want you to help me, and I might need some volunteers, okay? Who likes to volunteer? Oh, that's great. Now, we're not going to volunteer just yet, but we maybe will in a minute, but we'll try and do the prayer drill first. Are you going to try? Okay, so let's go. Ready? Can you remember it? P-R-A-Y. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the meeting tonight. Thank you for every single person in here tonight. And we thank you for the boys and girls especially. And we thank you for family members that are here tonight. We pray that you'll be with us, you'll bless us. And that tonight, Father, if there's someone here, maybe they don't yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, well, what a day that will be if they were to put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus and receive his great offer of mercy offered tonight in the gospel. So we just pray you'll be with us, and that, Lord, you'll have all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, and you'll help us to listen up and to bring honor and glory to your precious name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, boys and girls. Okay, so I'm going to have a little competition at the end, and I've got something in here that maybe some of you might like. Who likes chocolate? Every. Put your hands down now. Who's got their arms folded? Because I'm watching. This is a wee question maybe for the adults. Who likes chocolate? Well, some honest people. There's some other people I don't know. But yes, we all like a wee bit of chocolate. I see Stephen Cummings down there. He's a Mars bar man. And he even has to hide them in the house. Isn't that right? But boys and girls, are you ready? So we're thinking about this. Up on screen, we're going to put a little thing up on screen, okay? And we're going to see a word. Now, I'm going to run up here and put it up. And I want you to watch the screens. And you can see if you can see it, okay? Here we go. Right. Let's see if this comes up on the screen. Are you watching? You watching now? Now, there's the word. Does anybody know what that word is? Oh, put your hand up. Anybody going to pronounce it? What do you think? Amma. Let's say that after two. One, two. Amma. Does anybody know what that word means? Because it's actually another language. Okay? So let's see. Let me say over here. Here's somebody here. What do you think? Yeah. It means mother. Well, you're exactly right. And this is the word mother in the Indian language, the Tamil language. And we're all going to say it after two. We're going to say Amma. One, two.
Amma.
Well done. Who's got their arms folded? Because I think about that. I think about being able to communicate. And when I think about this particular word mother, I think about how can we say it in sign language. Does anybody know sign language? Yeah, do you? Do you think you would know how you would say mother? No, anybody? Well, it's very, very simple. You just get your hand like this. Boys and girls, put your hand out like this. And you do this twice. So let's try it. One, two. One, two. And that is how we say, or we would sign, mother. So as I think about mother tonight, I'm thinking about a particular mother. This mother, well, we know that a mother would have her own children. But this particular mother tonight wasn't someone that had her own children. So I wonder who we're going to talk about. I wonder who it is. So we're going to find out. So listen up. I'm going to ask a question at the end. Four questions, okay? And we have four prizes. The person that listens will get a reward, okay? So think about it. Four different things we're going to think about tonight. I'm going to tell you what they are in a few minutes. But this story tonight starts in a little village in County Down in Mallaill. Mallaill is a place sometimes where people go on holidays. Anybody been to Mallaill? Yes? Okay. Brilliant. Sometimes it used to be called Shankill by the Sea. There you go. Because lots of people from that area would go and have caravans down there and would stay and would go swimming. and enjoy their time there. Now, I was thinking about this particular girl. This is where she lived. She lived here with her family, with her dad and with her mum, and with her brothers and sisters. Her name is called Amy. What's her name?
Amy.
Now, let's think about Amy for a few seconds, because Amy, as a little girl, just as a little girl, she would look at her mother, and her mother had lovely blue eyes. And she thought, Amy thought, oh, I wish I had blue eyes just like my mum. And she used to hear her mum would read the Bible to her. Because we know the Bible is God's word. And so her mother thought it was worthwhile to teach the Bible God's word, because that would help Amy in her life. So her mother was someone that loved, she was someone that cared for her, and she wanted to teach her God's word. Now, boys and girls, she would teach Amy verses, and the rest of her family, they had seven children, and Amy had brothers and sisters, and they would learn verses. And one of these particular verses I'm going to read out of the Bible, and it says in Jeremiah chapter 33 in verse 3, it says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show ye great and mighty things which thou knowest not. This is a little verse, boys and girls, about prayer. Can you all do this? Let's see. Sometimes we might do this in Sunday school, and we would pray. We would close our eyes, or sometimes we'll do our prayer drill. P-R-A-Y. And we will pray. We don't need to do all of those things. We just need to pray and to talk to the Lord in prayer. And so her mum, Amy's mum, would have times when she would pray for her children. And, you know, Amy heard her mother saying, you know, when you ask God, God can answer your prayer. And so here's Amy, a little girl, and she thinks to herself, do you know what? I'm going to go to my bed tonight, and I'm going to pray as we usually do, but I'm going to get down beside my bed, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask God for blue eyes. Wow. So she prays, dear God, please give me blue eyes, just like my mother, my mum. And you know, she falls asleep eventually. She's so excited. She'll maybe wake up in the morning. She'll run to the mirror. And guess what? Has she got blue eyes? No. Her eyes are still brown. And it's as if prayer has failed. My mum told me if I asked the Lord, and if I ask God, he will answer my prayer. Had God not answered her prayer? Well, it's important to know that God can answer prayer in three different ways. And the first one, God can say, what's that? Yes. And God might say and answer their prayer, no, because he knows best. And he might say, wait. I want you to try those, okay? So God might answer, and he might say, yes. Try it. Let's see you. Come on. Yes. Or he might say, no. Or he might say, wait. And you know what? God was saying no. Why? Because God knows everything. He knew what the best thing was for Amy. We're going to see a little later on what happens. You know, Amy was someone who loved life. I look at some of you boys and girls and older people, and you love life. You just love running about. You love jumping about. And you love doing your mum's hair in, maybe, or your dad's hair in. And you just love life. You love football. You love all the different things. And Amy was like that. She had an adventure for life. But her mum used to crack up at times. And one day, her mum was on her way home. Guess what she'd done? She said to her brothers, I dare you to climb up out of the window, the top window in their house. They lived in a two-story house in Malile. I dare you to climb out the window and go along the roof. Did the boys go to do that? Well, they would know not to do that, isn't that right? Did they do it? Yes, they did. They climbed out the window and they were going along. And guess who came home? Their mum and dad. Oh, they get into lots of trouble that day. And guess who was out on the window ledge with them? Amy. She was there as well. But you know what? I say this to parents tonight. You may have a child and they're very strong-willed and they just want to do so many things, and it's frustrating and it melts your head, as we would say. But here's the thing. I want you to think about this, because this is just like this girl, Amy. And we will see in Amy's life that her spirit of adventure became great things that God was going to use in the future. She became would perhaps become a leader, but we're going to find out. You see, God gives us all different things. And so as we think, prayer didn't fail. God was working out a plan in her life. You might think tonight, maybe for you, it seems, maybe older person here, that life has just been one disaster. But you know, God is still in control. And I would say to you tonight, hold on, because God is still God. And God can turn things around. He would turn things around for this mother. And so we're going to find out a wee bit more about Amy. You were singing a little, or perhaps we will sing a little song here. And this is Amy now. She's 15. She was singing a song. Do you know where she was at? She was in boarding school. Does anybody know what is boarding school? What could that be? Right, go. Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah, it's when you sleep at the school. Who would like to go to school and be there all day and have to stay all night, every day and every night? I don't think I would have fancied that. I don't think so. But Amy, her mum thought, and dad thought, it was best for her if she would go to England. She would go to a school where she would be well educated, and they thought this is the best thing for Amy. So at 12 years of age, she headed off to school, and she was there. She got on okay. She made some friends. But I want to fast forward a little bit to age 15. You see, there was a group come into her school, just like Shannon here. There's Shannon down there. Give Shannon away. There's Shannon down there. And Shannon goes into some of your schools, and she teaches the Bible. Well, her school, Amy's school, there were some people come in to teach the Bible. And each day after school, they would stay on and they would do lots of fun things, but they would learn God's word. And what happened next was, well, at the very end, they were singing. Who likes to sing? Some people do. Some people maybe not so much, but they were singing. And they were singing a little song. It says, Jesus loves me, this I know. How do they know? Because the Bible tells me so. So simple. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. God's word tells us tonight, boys and girls, older folks tonight, that God loves you. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, God still loves you. And you know, tonight, when I think about Amy, wait till you hear, because that little verse goes on, and if you look up on screen, you'll see, help me say it, boys and girls. We're going to say all the words. After two, one, two. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gates to open wide, he will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Wow, who's got their arms folded? Wow. James has been really good tonight. That's good. So, boys and girls, look at the words of that. Jesus loves me. He who died. Well done. But Jesus, it tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Boys and girls, we call this the gospel. It's God's truth that God loves us, that we are sinners, that we are going the wrong direction from the day we're born. And if we keep going in that direction, we will never, ever reach heaven. You see, our sin that we are born with separates us from God. Do you know, sometimes people say, well, everybody's going to heaven. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says we need to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart. We need to ask him to be our Savior. And you know, as Amy heard those words that night in that little meeting after school club, she went home, she read the Bible for herself, and she got down beside her bed and she asked the Lord Jesus, "Lord Jesus, forgive my sin, come into my life, forgive me, and help me to trust you." And you know what? Did the Lord Jesus hear that prayer? Yes. You see, when we ask God to come into our lives, it tells us that he is faithful and he's just to forgive us and to cleanse us, and he hears our cry. Mom, dad, friends and family tonight, God is just a prayer away. I wonder, have you ever trusted him? Amy trusted the Lord Jesus, and her life was transformed, changed. Boys and girls, it's just like turning right round and going in the opposite direction. She was no longer a slave to sin, but she was now a child of God. She was part of the family of God, and she was adopted into the family of God. She was new direction and new things that God was going to do for her. Age 15. I wonder what age you are. Do you know, whatever age you are, the Lord is calling you tonight if you haven't yet trusted him. See, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1, it says, can you help me again? Tell you what, we'll go with you guys over here, okay? We're going to stick with East Belfast here for a minute, and then we're going to see if you can do it better, okay? So after 2:1-2. Behold what manner of love the Father that we should be called the sons of God. Well done. In that verse there, we can see again the love of God, the Father, and how that it tells us there that we should be called the sons of God. We can be part of the family of God tonight, and we can enjoy all the benefits that come from that. Not only eternal life in heaven, but a heavenly Father that will love us, will go with us, and will help us in the journey of our lives through the darkest and most difficult days. I'm going to give you guys a wee chance. So after 2:1-2. Behold. Be called the sons of God. Well done. And that's 1 John chapter 3 and the verse 1. Well, what was going to happen next in Amy's life? We're going to find out. So the first thing that I want you to remember tonight for this bar of chocolate is that the day that Amy trusted the Lord Jesus Christ was the day that God answered prayer for her mother. Her salvation was an answer to prayer. Her mother had prayed for her for a long time. And you know, there's maybe people in here and you've prayed for a loved one for a long, long time. And you feel like giving up and you just don't know what way to turn. It seems as if the more you pray, the worse they seem to get. Sometimes that happens. But you know, God often tells us to wait, as we saw earlier on in our story. And I want to encourage you tonight, don't give up in prayer. Don't give up. See, up here, you can see that Amy wanted to do something. Now she was a Christian. Now she was saved. And she wanted to live for Jesus Christ. She wasn't someone that just wanted to walk about and go, "Oh, I'm better than you." That's not what a Christian is. A Christian is someone that loves the Lord Jesus, wants to talk to him in prayer, and wants to read his book called the Bible. And so she starts up in Belfast. Wait, are you here? She starts up a Bible club, and she's going to have her own little Bible club now. And she's going to go out to the children in Belfast because their family has moved there. And so that's exactly what she did. You see, she had to move from England because her dad's business wasn't doing good. He didn't have the money to keep her in school and to pay for all the fees. So she ends up coming home disappointed. But you know, our disappointments sometimes are God's appointments. Do you hear that? Sometimes our disappointments are God's appointments. And here she is, she's teaching the children. In fact, I need a wee quick volunteer. Who's a volunteer? Quickly. Oh, who am I going to get this time? Quick. There's somebody down. Are you coming up, are you? You come on quickly. Because these are the boys and girls that she reached out to. A lot of very poor, 100 years ago in Belfast, many, many poor children. So what's your name?
Leah.
Right, you have to pretend you're very poor. No. Just like me. Right, so what you have to do, right? You'll get a prize, don't worry. So what you have to do, right, you have to put this over your head, right? Put it like us here. Let's see you. Let's see you. So she would be called a Sholly, okay? So Shollys couldn't afford all the nice clothes. All right, do you want to have a wee walk there? Have a wee walk. A wee walk about there. Watch you don't fall. Okay. So she's a Sholly at Belfast, and they didn't have a lot of money, and they would work sometimes just, what age are you? 11? Another couple of years, and you'll be leaving school as a Sholly, and you would go into work in the linen mills in Belfast, and you might work 14 to 16 hours a day. Very little time to enjoy time with your friends. Now, Leah, you've been good. Do you want one of those?
Oh, yes.
Right, okay. Now, you would take them all, I know you would. You know. Okay. So, Amy wanted to do something. She would run little Bible clubs for the children. Then there were many, many of the Shollys coming into our meetings. And eventually, if you go today up in Belfast, I was keeping going about the Shankill Road, but the Shankill Road, between the Shankill Road and the Crumlin Road, there's a road there. And in that, on that road, on Cambrai Street, the little church that Amy started over 100 years ago, it's still there. And you know what she done? Who do you hear? These girls were coming streaming out of the mills, coming from work. She put a swing up in the middle of the church. What about that? And the kids, they would come in and enjoy that. And then she would teach them how to sew. And then she would open the Bible to them and share God's word. Wow, what a work she was doing. Eventually, there were 400 Shollys coming in on some evenings to this place that she was reaching out to. Well, the second thing I want you to see here is coming up here, a mother's sacrifice, okay? So the first one was a mother's prayer. The second one is a mother's sacrifice, okay? You see, the family had moved to Manchester, out of Belfast now. There in Manchester, she tries to reach young people in the city of Manchester. Then she goes to another meeting, and she likes to go to meetings because there she's learning more about God and about his word. And she hears a man called Hudson Taylor. Hudson Taylor's a man from China. Where's he from?
China.
Well, that's where he went to. And Hudson Taylor was speaking, and he used these words from God's word, Matthew 28, and the Lord Jesus spoke these words. And here's what he says: "Go ye into all the world." See, we as Christians, we're to go and tell. Go tell others. And that's exactly what she wanted to do. But she was doing that already. But God had bigger plans. And God was going to call her to go further than England, further than Belfast. But her mother now, sad things had happened in her family, boys and girls. Very tragic, actually. Because her dad, a year after she came home from school, being over there in England for 3 or 4 years, very sadly, her own dad passed away. It was a difficult time for the family. And Amy thought, God is calling me. She had been at this meeting and God was pointing her to go across the seas. No airplanes. They would go on a boat for months. And God was calling her, but she was saying, "Dear God, how can I go? My mom is there, all my brothers and sisters. I helped to look after them. I can't leave them." But here was her mother, and her mother wrote her a note, and she didn't know that this time her mother was writing a note. Here's what the note said. Here's what it says: "Amy, God has lent me to you all these years." She was 20 years of age. "So when he asked you now to go from within my reach, can I say no? No, Amy. He is yours. You're his. I can trust you to him, and I do." Here was a mother's love. Here was a mother that was willing to sacrifice the time that she could have with her daughter, Amy, her oldest child, and she was going to wave bye-bye to her. Why? Because she was willing to submit to the will of God for her life and for her daughter. What a challenge that brings. What a challenge to parents and to families. Maybe you've got someone in your family and God is calling them. You need to let go and let God. And that's exactly what she done. So we see a mother's sacrifice. Eventually, to cut a long story short, Amy ended up in India. You can see the Indian flag up there. Amy saw many different things in India. Terrible things. She loved the country, she loved the people, but she saw temples, and there she would see processions, just like in the picture you see up on the screens, and girls, young girls, going to the temple to be sold, and there they would have to become slaves, as it were. And the terrible things that were happening to many of these girls, their families would give them up. Amy was now 27. What was she going to do? Well, I've got this with me. It's not because the martyrs don't have any coffee, okay? Who likes coffee? Don't put your hand up if you're young. Okay, coffee. Why would she use coffee? What colour were her eyes now? Let's see, anybody know? What colour were her eyes? What? They were still brown. She would take this coffee, she would make some water in it, she would make it up into a paste, and she would rub it on her arms and rub it in her face. Does anybody want to have a go? Well, we get Tommy up. Tommy, would you like? I'm only joking. Okay, we'll not do that tonight. But that's exactly what she'd done. She wanted to blend in with the women, and there she would go. And she looked just like the Indian people. She had her sari on as well. She mixed with them in the temple, and she would try and rescue some of these girls. There was a young girl, watch up here, a young girl called, what's her name, I wonder? Prina. Well done, Prina. And this particular day, Amy had just come home from a long day, and this wee girl came running, and she was crying, and she ran straight into the arms of Amy Carmichael. Amy was tired, and this little girl came up, and she was like crying, what am I going to do? And she discovered that this little girl had escaped from the temple, and she cried. And this is the words up here, you see, from that day that she became my mother, my Amma, mother in the Tamil language. Prina said that day Amy looked after her. She loved her. She said that Amy took her up on her knee as a little girl, and she had put her arms around her just like her mother had done many years ago. Why? Because Amy loved the Lord, and he loved people, and God had called him to India, and she loved the children, and she would open up God's word to the children. This was the start of her ministry, where God had called her. God was working things out. After 4 years, Amy had become known as Amma to 17 children. She didn't have her own children, but God brought children into her life, and she would love them as her own, and she would teach them God's word. And some of these children became Christians. They too done what Amy had done. And they, know the ABC? They would admit they were a sinner. They would believe that Jesus died on a cross for sinners like them. And see, they would confess their sin. They would ask Jesus to forgive them. And what a change in their lives. Some of these children would go out then and would help others and would bring the gospel to their fellow country people. So there we go, a mother's love. A love that she had. These were not her children, but God had brought them to her, and she loved them. And up in the, just up there in the Cambrai Street, you can see a mural on a wall, a big painting on a wall. And it's got these words. And there's a little one for all of you, y'all watching. This is a little bookmark. You can take it with you. And over here, they're going to be given out at the very end. Make sure you get one. And it tells us the words that's on that mural in Belfast over there in Cambrai Street. Here's what it says. One can give without loving, but one cannot love without giving. You see, love brings us to give. God loved the world. He sent his only son. He gave his only son to die on a cruel tree to shed his precious blood for people like you and me. You know, it's the good news of the gospel, that if we trust the Lord Jesus as our Savior, we can have our sins forgiven, and we can go and we will be changed, because the Lord is in the business of changing lives. We confess our sin and repent of it. There we have a mother's love. Well, fast forward, boys and girls. You've been brilliant. We're going to ask a couple of questions, but just before I do that, let's think about this. Amy, remember she went to India? She stayed there for 45 years. She never, ever returned home. She would never see her own mother again. And there she is, as an older lady. She had now looked after almost 1,000 people that were living in the Dunavar Fellowship in that part of South India. And she says these words. Here she is in bed. She's been in bed for 20 years. But you know what? For those 20 years, she wrote 40 books. But she said these words. I am very happy. Even being in bed, she wasn't well. But she says, I am happy and content. Green pastures are before me. She was thinking about the Good Shepherd. And my Savior has my treasure. You know, 1 month later, boys and girls, it might seem a sad story and a sad ending, but Amy died. But she went straight into the presence of the Lord Jesus, her Heavenly Father. Was it because she'd done lots of good works? No. She went there because she could point back to the day and hour that she asked the Lord Jesus to forgive her sin as a little girl and to come into her life as a 15-year-old. I wonder, is there someone here tonight, and maybe you're going to ask the Lord Jesus to forgive your sin tonight? I trust that you will. God has made no mistakes by bringing someone here tonight, perhaps. You never thought you would be here, but God is here. He's brought you here. He has a purpose and a plan for your life, but he wants you to trust him tonight. I wonder, will you? Do you know, that would be the greatest thing that you could do with your life. I'll finish with this. Amy didn't want a headstone. She thought it was a waste of money. I don't want a headstone in my grave when I die. But you know what the people done? They loved her so much, they called her Amma. They put a little bird bath in the garden where she lived, and they just put one word on it. Does anybody know what the one word was? Shout it out, one, two.
Amma.
Amma. She was a mother to hundreds and hundreds of people. Little girl from Belfast that trusted the Lord Jesus as her Savior. What an impact she made. And did you know this? The little church is still in Belfast, and the missionary work goes on that she commenced. You know, God makes no mistakes. A mother's memory. As we think about Amy, many people think about her memory. And I'm thinking, we've been thinking about her today, tonight. And as I think about her memory, I just leave these things with you. Her prayers, her sacrifice, her love for the Lord Jesus, all are what we're remembering tonight. We're remembering her Savior.